Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Cotter, Ed Norris here. It's Big Bad Morning Show. So one of the questions we threw out, what are you watching right now? What's the single best TV show? And I know, like, we got into a couple of different ones that were on Paramount. Yeah. We were talking about Mayor of Kingstown was really good. We got into the Offer was one that we talked about quite a bit when it was on. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch it.
That was really good.
Based on the making of The Godfather.
That's maybe the best one I've seen in the last couple of years. That was really good. Maybe because I was so interested in the subject matter, but it was good.
The storyline was great. And again, with The Offer, You knew the movie got made. You knew, in fact, three of them got made.
Right.
And while you're watching it, you don't think there's any way in hell that the movie's getting made.
No.
It's pretty crazy. No. That was a good one. We talked about Tulsa King. But are you watching anything now religiously? Is there a day? Because I know with working a morning show, a lot of times I'm recording shows and trying to watch them the next day when I get home. But even then, sometimes it gets difficult with sports and mornings because a lot of the programming comes on Sunday nights. It'll be a little bit easier now that football season is ending, in a couple of weeks. Where Sunday nights will be open, but that's the prime market. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved the White Lotus, the first one and the second one.
Yeah, I told you, I'm watching Gomorrah now. I'm into it, but I'm not as into it as, Tulsa King really had me interested. The Offer was outstanding. I couldn't wait to watch the next episode of The Offer. That, to me, had me riveted. But I don't know. I mean, and there's so many, and people talk about them, and I kind of feel like I'm just out of it because I just don't pay attention. And I feel... Honestly, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm goofing off on not watching sports at night.
Yeah.
I watch hockey, even though we only talk about it basically once a week. Like today, I'll talk some NHL, but we don't talk. But I feel if I'm not watching it, I'm not current on it. And I feel kind of like I'm not doing my job. So I kind of watch sports, even if I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
It's odd.
That's kind of where I'm at too with, trying to catch it. A lot of times on weekends or on holidays, I'll start power watching episodes and finish a series. Like, Mayor of Kingstown just started back up. Season one was amazing. Interested to see where season two goes, but I may wait until some of the episodes stack up and then go watch them all. I'm pretty sure that gets released week to week, but yeah, there's a lot of good programming. Joe, are you watching anything specifically? I mean, just,
The Last of Us.
Yeah. I've watched the first two episodes of that. It's really good.
I'm very excited about that. That's right up my alleyway.
Did you play the video game?
I did not play the game.
Is that the zombie one with the fungus?
Yeah. Yeah, that one, I did not play the game, but it's interesting to see how people have side-by-side videos of the scenes from the game and the scenes from the show, and it's verbatim. It's really interesting to see.
Yeah, there's some on Amazon Prime, too. Like, I know the new season of Hunters is out, which was with Pacino, where they were hunting down Nazis and things like that. And then Jack Ryan season 3's out. I mean, there's a bunch of really good shows on TV, depending on what you're... I just don't watch, I really don't watch any network programming anymore.
No.
I never watched an episode of Modern Family, and people say you'd love that.
I've actually went back and watched the last 9 seasons over the last 3 weeks.
What, Modern Family?
Yeah, I just started it over again.
Is it good?
I had never seen the last 3 seasons, but it definitely takes a dive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, in my household, when I'm going to bed, the only things that are ever on TV are The Office, Friends, Seinfeld, or Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's what I go to bed to every night. And I've seen every episode of every show at least 10 times. And I watch it, because I'm one of these weird dudes that has to, I go to bed with the TV on. My wife, we had a compromise where the sleeper timer goes on when she's home.
Right.
Because she hates it being on. But I've always done that, and I have to almost like trick myself to go to sleep. That's why now I put my phone up, because if not, I'll have my phone in my... So if you text me after 8 o'clock, pretty good chance I'm not answering, because the phone's on the charger.
I'm well aware.
Well, when I get up in the morning... And I'm out of my slumber, and I'm trying to read what's on my phone. Like I'm like, I can't even read.
I'll text you. Like sometimes I saw something. I want to tell you something, and I'm like, what'd you just? He's not good. He's not even going to see this. Yeah. It's
like, even if I do see it, there's a good chance I can't read it. God, my eyes are so bad, so bad. Because my dog was sick. We talked about this in the first segment. My dog's been sick. My wife's like, I need you to make some rice. She was working 4 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Make some white rice. We'll mix it in with some chicken, you know, because something bland that doesn't upset his stomach. So you got your glasses over
there? Put these on. Let me see this. Give it a shot.
So anyway, I go to make rice. I can't read the recipe. Or like, I shouldn't say recipe. It's rice. But I couldn't see how many cups of water to cups of rice. Let me see this. No, this one does. I mean, I can read a little bit better, but it's fuzzy.
Maybe fuzzy?
Yeah.
Those things are too strong for me. I can see the future wearing those.
Can you? I can't. Like, I can read the words, but the background and everything else, it's blurry.
You need to get reading glasses. You just do. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, I told you, like, what is wrong with me?
You're going to make an offer on your endorsements. It's not true.
Yeah. I almost did that. Well, Joe, I was can I tell you this one? I was reading commercials yesterday, and like I told you, I always leave messages for Joe.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah,
unfortunately, I could edit yours. Jeremy's cannot be edited down.
The one from yesterday?
The 30-second, I bring up the waveform, and I'm like, is this the spot? This is 33 seconds long. What is it? He made up his own commercial, like dirty, disgusting commercial. And then added a song on the end, too. Like a jingle.
Do you remember which song it was?
I mean, it's related to something you can achieve with Gainswave.
Yeah, so like, I wish we could play it. Can you even play the jingle from it? Like the song I was singing at the end?
No, it's about things getting rock hard.
Oh, well, because, so... So I was doing a commercial for erectile dysfunction. So of course the word boner comes up, and what song was it that I changed the? Oh, I did the one. I can sing this one. Let your blood flow.
And that's what it was. Yeah,
I sang that about and changed up all the words to blood flowing to the penis and it getting hard. But I leave messages for Joe all the time. And yesterday was the fake commercial I did. And then I went back and I'm like, oh my God, what if he actually puts that in? Who gets in trouble, me or him? Who? I hope it falls on you.
Jerry O'Brien wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, no chance that would get on the air. All right.
I don't leave messages. My Brooklyn comes out when screw up a
We can play that one later. I can edit that one, but that was a good one.
Oh, did you bleep out the ones that he was messing up?
I got to go do it over here.
All right, I can't wait to hear that, because we do have an open segment later that could be some fun there. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We got shovels coming up at 7:30. Up next, an NHL report from Eddie. He's going to give that to you, tell you what's going on in the hockey world. We'll do that next right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long's off today. Going to talk some NHL here with Ed Norris. What's going on in the hockey?
Well, a lot, actually. It's, I mean, gearing up for the All-Star break, which is a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy All-Star break stuff, not just the game is but they I think they have the best skills competition. I think the NFL needs to really take a look at the NHL and what they do.
Well, they're doing it this year.
This year they
are,
yes. But they've got things like, they have like a combination of hockey golf, where you take hockey shots and golf shots on a par four course and you compete that way. They added a dunk tank, where you take shots with a, you know, a puck to try to dunk the competition. They're doing all kinds of neat stuff. And if they haven't seen it, and of course they do, they call it splash shot. But they do like the fastest skater, the hardest shot, the breakaway challenge, where guys do trick shots. Like Ovi's really good at this. I mean, I've seen him. He'll actually pick the, I've seen Ovi in the skills competition skate down the ice, pick the puck up with the blade of his stick, and hit it like a baseball into the net.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. How easy do you think that is on ice skates? Think about it. You couldn't do it standing in a hallway. He's on ice skates, skating down the ice, flips the puck up, bing, hits like a baseball. I mean, this is how skilled these guys are. I mean, you know, then they have the accuracy shooting. They'll have like four breakable styrofoam targets attached to the goalposts in each corner. And they time it. It's very cool. If even if you don't like hockey, it's worth watching. It's like watching some kind of, you know, strongest man thing you have no interest in, but it's like, ooh, that's pretty cool. They have like targets on the corners of the net, the one, you know, one through four holes, and you shoot and break each target. Whoever does the fastest wins. It's just really kind of fascinating stuff. It just, and it really, to me,
I'm amazed at how accurate they are.
All of it. It's to me, it's like how accurate they are, how skilled they are. You know, the fact that they're on ice skates doing this, you forget. I mean, the average person can't stand up on ice skates. They do it as an ice skates. I mean, it's just, I don't even know how to describe how, you know, impressed you I am with NHL athletes.
Would you say of all the figure skaters, hockey players are the toughest?
Let me tell you something. Hockey players don't manage loads. They play.
What?
They do. I mean, this is why I have such disdain for the NBA. Mm. These guys, I got to rest. I'm playing basketball. I need a night off. I'm tired.
I can't even fight you on this because I feel the same exact. I love the sport. It's like we were just talking about where you said, oh, you like the guy. Certain players that you love, like me, I was talking about Ezekiel Elliott and how bad he'd been. And Ed's like, you love that guy. I said, yeah, but I'm just telling you the truth. He's just been really, really bad. And it's the same way here in the NBA with all these guys resting. It's like, please stop.
It's like,
you need to start thinking about what you're signing guys for. It's like, okay, we're gonna pay you for 82 games, but what we'd like to do, since you're only gonna play 64, is we'll allocate the money accordingly. Like, that's what they should be paying them on a game by game basis.
They should be hourly. Yeah. They should have an hourly wage and a punch clock. Because, and I get it, there's contact in basketball, but there's no Charles Oakley out there anymore. Mm. This is not that game anymore. Why do you have to take off? It just drives me crazy. I go back to Yami Yager. He's like, he's 75 years old. He has three teeth knocked out. They find his teeth. He continues to play. It's like, that's the difference.
Pick those up and put them in my bag. Yeah,
it's like, I'll get him inserted another date. But I think the story that nobody's talking about, at least I haven't talked about because I have a hard time giving this team a lot of recognition. The Boston Bruins this year. I don't know if there's something going on in other sports that is similar. I was very hard pressed to think of one where a team, the Boston Bruins, coming into the league with 25-1 shots to win the Stanley Cup, 14th in the power rankings, middle of the pack, modest expectations this year. So far in 47 games, they're 38-5-4. That's a winning percentage of .851. Right now, they're on pace to win 66 games. Out of the 82 in the NHL. The record is 62. They're on pace to win 66.
Wow.
And that's the Detroit Red Wings 95-96 season did it, and the Tampa Bay Lightning in 18-19 of this century. It's just, it's stunning. I mean, it's stunning. I just what they do. It's just, whenever you say, I know you talk about them a lot during, you know, the betting segments. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you bet against this team. They've only lost 5 games this year.
I find
they've won 38. It's like they don't lose. Like, and I get it. And the problem is, some of the things that have happened, like when the Lightning did this, they got swept the first round of the Stanley Cup by the Blue Jackets. It was stunning. So it doesn't mean much until you know in the postseason. But what's going on in Boston is still really, really cool. And it deserves recognition because they're making history, and it's just very, very cool. The other thing I wanted to talk about in the NHL, which they're doing, I think is smart, and I don't even know if this is happening or not, and maybe you know the answer. We know that in Quebec they speak French. That's mm-hmm. the primary language. So the Montreal Canadiens, their captain, Nick Suzuki, he's taking French courses. And he should. I mean, he should, you know, if you're on television all the time, you should try to at least say merci at the end of an interview. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, it's much appreciated in a French-speaking, in any country, mm-hmm. if you try to speak the language. But the Canadians are actually, they're reinstituting a voluntary French language program. Like, they're giving you courses.
That's cool.
Like, and I'm curious, about, do we do this for, like, foreign-born baseball players? Like, does Major League Baseball, do teams offer English for Latin ball players? Japanese ball players, is the solution just have a translator?
I'm not sure how that works. I know a lot of times with teams, you're going to have a translator.
Yeah.
we've seen, as I call them, and I don't mean this in a demeaning way, imports to the league. So from whatever country they come from, because, you know, we've seen Japanese and Korean ball players come here, specifically in Baltimore, and have to have a translator for themselves. There are some guys that have bounced around the league that have picked up enough Spanish to get by when talking to Latin players, or they have enough English to get by, and you work it out. But
I just think it's really smart because, you know, one of the, if it's important to you, you want people to actually speak the language, they're providing these language courses now. And not these guys aren't wealthy enough to go get, you know, a Rosetta Stone or go to, you know, mm-hmm. a Lang Berlitz or something to take language courses. But I think it's very cool that the team is actually doing this.
And you've traveled the world, and not to get off topic with the NHL, but this is something that I've talked about, too, because I've been to a bunch of different countries, and I'm in the same boat as a lot of people. Like, you get into that country, and you're just hoping somebody speaks English.
Yeah.
Like, it's and all around the world, English is usually a second language to it. Like, you meet people from other countries, and I love asking people that speak multiple. Like, how many do you speak?
Yeah.
And just met somebody who spoke 8 different languages fluently, and you're like, good God, how do you separate all that? But it's something that's taught in school
right. In
other countries. Now, you might have to pick up a second language here as part of one of your classes. Like, I took French for like 6 years, and mm-hmm. when I graduated, I wouldn't say I was fluent, but I could have a conversation in French. Mm-hmm. I still know a little bit of it, not enough to get by. I mean, we're talking 20-some years now. But it was something that, like, it was a big regret that I didn't know another language. So
me too.
To go into another.
Because I love foreign language. I love studying language. And it really bums me out that I've never just dedicated, you know, the last 40 years of my life to study. Because you'd be fluent by it in several mm-hmm. languages. I got my friend Filippo. He's born in Italy. He speaks Italian, obviously. He also speaks English, French, and I think he speaks Spanish as well. He speaks 4 languages fluently.
I speak Italian. Hey! Yeah. No, sorry, get somebody mad. Start talking with my hands.
But it is. I think it's really cool. And it just. And tell you what, it does. I did bodyguard work for a Japanese executive mm-hmm. for Canon Camera. So I worked at the Greater Hartford Open every year and protected. It was me, 2 NYPDAs, 2 FBI agents. We worked every year. I started taking Japanese because his bodyguards were like, you could tell they were. They weren't gangsters, but they look like badasses from Japan. As we'd all hang out together, and they spoke a little bit of English. I was able to actually speak a little bit of Japanese. And I did it, and I apologized, and the guy said to me, he goes, no, little language goes a long way.
Yeah.
It's always that. Because I couldn't converse, but I could say, you know, basic things like, you know, you want a hamburger. It was funny. So how it started was they have the food out in the tent. They're eating hamburgers. I'm eating fish cakes. The Japanese, it's almost like a mochi with fish in it. It's that kind of shell, and it's like fishing, and we're laughing at each other, like, eating the other country's food because you don't get it very often. And then we started talking a little bit.
I remember, I was like, what's this? Yak loin. He goes, good to keep the yang up. So, yeah, I guess it works. Anyway. All right, we're going to talk some Ravens, this whole Saquon Barkley thing. There were some people that didn't get in when we were discussing it. That's coming up at 7:45, where the Ravens are the favorite to land, and we'll explain it at 7:45. But up next, we got shovels. Who's getting your shovel, Ed?
Oh, I hate to do this, but I give it to a news anchor who has, this, I don't know, the same problem like some people have with hockey names, but she took it to the 10th power.
Ooh. All right, we're going to hear about that. I'll give you my shovel, who's going to go to a former Ravens player. We'll talk about that. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for shovels. You want to give us yours? 410-583-1057. Ed, who gets yours?
Ooh, a broadcaster who is clearly not in the sports world. I'm not going to give a name. I'm not going to ridicule somebody. But if you're in the business, and I know, and we make fun of it here. I mean, and the four of us, Joe and I are the hockey fans. You and Rob, not so much. Mm-hmm. And the names are difficult because it's such an international sport. And the names are so difficult because they're not stuff you see routinely like Latin names in baseball. You know, there's 25 consonants in a last name. But you got to hear this. I don't know how she did this.
Former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks. The team announced the change Sunday, less than a week after president of hockey operations Jim Rutherford said major surgery was needed to fix the Canucks.
The Canucks?
Boudreau is mispronounced. Yes. Canucks is Canucks. It's not Canucks. And she also went on, and she mispronounced Rick Tocchet's name, too, who's the new coach. She said Tocchet. And I don't know where she got Tocchet from. It's T-O-C-C-H-E. I mean, it's even if you know basic English, it's not Tocchet. But it's pretty funny. And I also, like, Canuck is something you should know anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Canuck is like, it's a slang term for Canadians. It's like Yankees for Northerners. It's like it's or Yanks for Americans when you're overseas. It's the same thing. Well, how do you not know that?
I guess my my question would be, because I don't do TV like that, but people that read off of a teleprompter, do you read everything ahead of time to make sure you know all the words, or is it something where it's just like, hey, I know what I'm doing, I'm a pro, just put it up there. If I mess up the name, I'll laugh it off. Because we see news reporters quite a bit, you know, mess up names or misspeak. I mean, clearly my favorite of the past 2 years is everyone trying to say insurrection. Because I've always wondered, is it, you know how people say, like, sometimes whenever you say something, you're subliminally thinking about it?
Yeah.
Because they would always say the erection. The erection. There's like, if you went on YouTube right now and misspeak or whatever, right, insurrection, there's at least 100 people saying erection instead of insurrection. Well, at the erection.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is the other part you screwed up.
Oh. Wars. And former Washington Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau has been fired by the Vancouver Canucks. The team announced the change today. Rick Tuchet was hired as Boudreau's replacement.
Tuchet?
Everything's wrong. All of it is wrong. All of it.
I love it.
And it's like, and my question is too, those were an hour apart. So it's like, she screwed it up once. Did her producers, do they hate her? Like, wouldn't you come up and say? Somebody had to know it's Rick Tuchet. Somebody, anybody.
I think you mean Tuchet, you stupid Canuck.
Yeah, it's like, I just, when I heard that, I was like, as a hockey, I'm like, look, I know these, those are not the hard names. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank goodness she's not going to have pronounced Kucherov, Vasilevsky, and all these other guys.
Wait until later, she's got to talk about the circular incision that someone got. I'm sure that's coming out of circumcision. Anyway, well, have you ever seen a wolf kill a lion? I don't think it's possible, but it just happened. My shovel goes to Derek Wolf, former Raven. Not that he killed a mountain lion. I'm not giving it to him because he's killing a mountain lion, where he did. And if you guys have not seen this picture, this mountain lion is bigger than him.
I had no idea they were that big. I thought they were like 80 pounds.
I mean, it looks like a Florida panther, except he's in Colorado. I mean,
they're the same thing, aren't they?
Are they?
It's a thought.
But it's just a different, I don't know. Anyway, I figured as much as I know about animals, I'd know this. But Derek Wolf killed a gigantic mountain lion. And by the way, in Colorado since 1990, there have been 23 human attacks. So that means every other year there's been a human being attacked by a mountain lion. Just last year in a town up by Boulder, 15 pet dogs were killed in 30 days. People were calling Parks and Wildlife being like, where are you at? Why aren't you coming to help us? So Derek Wolf decided to take it upon himself. Said, you got a full-grown, 200-pound, 8.5-foot mountain lion walking around across your front yard. That thing is enormous.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I was looking. They go, like, the male's like 220 pounds.
Yeah, he's a sport. Well, so Derek Wolf is now a sports talk radio host, for people who don't know, at 104.3 The Fan in Denver. He said he brought dogs with him to force the big cat up a tree. I've been through some tough training camps, brother, but this hunt beat me up bad. I'm all cut up and scraped up. I was in full body cramps. Barely made it up there. The cat itself, when we finally got to it, was at 9,600 feet altitude. You're sucking air up there that high. I was able to make a good shot, a good ethical shot, and harvested the cat and got him out of there. Did everything by the book. This was completely legal. CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, came down, checked everything out for me. So look, I got no problem with them killing the mountain lion.
That mountain lion was terrorizing the community, though.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So they wanted it gone, and nobody was doing anything about it. And Derek Wolf put on his Superman cape, went out there and shot the damn thing. The reason I'm giving him my shovel, and I'm kind of interested to see how you guys feel about this. Like, I'm game to try almost anything, food-related, Ed. Right. So, as I winked at him.
No one saw that but me, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Derek Wolf does not plan to let the enormous mountain lion go to waste. I got the meat processed, what he told Tucker Carlson. I'm going to eat that cat. That just sounds, maybe anything in the cat or dog family, I'm not eating it.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe, would you eat mountain lion?
No, I'm good on that one.
I think I've had some weird stuff like, I mean, I've had alligator. I've had rattlesnake. I mean, it's nothing creepier than alligator. When you look at those, they're like prehistoric monsters. I've had that.
I've had gator. A ton. I ate a scorpion. I've had whale. I've tried. I just think because it's in that cat and dog family, I couldn't, you know, like either or, I couldn't do it.
Hmm.
I've had a buddy that said that when he's been in other countries, he's pretty much tried everything. Yeah. He knows he's eaten everything.
People eat horse. I mean,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I ate horse when I was in Iceland.
Yeah, right.
Like, we went out and got ground beef, and ground beef in Iceland was like 30 letters long. Harsofish, I'm like, what the hell is it? It's ground up meat, guys. It's in the grocery store. And then we hear horse is a big export for.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's like a lot of these ponies out there. Yeah. I don't know that they're using them for food, but right. they do. Do they?
Yeah, that's very big right. there.
Your girlfriend's Icelandic.
Have you had hákarl?
What is that?
That's the fermented shark. That's a delicacy.
No, I know what that is though, but I smell it.
Yeah, I have to. Apparently, I have to try it because her uncle like gives it to everyone, and he's like, "You have to try it. Like, please, please try it." And if I say no, then I look like an ass.
What is it, shark?
Yeah, but it's like fermented in its own urine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sharks don't urinate; they excrete
through their butt.
So when you kill the shark. And it's all like bottom feeder sharks. So they kill it and then they'll hang it up. And as it dries, it like sucks it in.
Oh, wow. Because I think shark is delicious. It's like swordfish. Oh, I love shark. Mako shark. I get it all the time. It tastes like swordfish. It's like a piece of meat almost.
It's a thick piece of fish.
Oh, I love swordfish. I love shark. But I didn't know about that.
Joe, when you go to Iceland, have you had Black Death before?
Is that the.
That's the shot that they make you
drink. Yeah, it's Brennevin.
Yeah, Brennevin.
Yeah, we'll drink it here. It's all right.
Yeah, it tastes like, it's got like a, wouldn't you say
black, like a, it's like black licorice kind of thing.
I don't think it's black licorice.
Maybe it's like anise flavored.
Oh, no, not this one. This one tastes like caraway seeds. So it tastes
maybe
like
we're thinking
rye.
Of two different things.
Yeah, so when you go over, ask for Black Death. You got to take a shot of it. We bought bottles and brought it back home.
Every country seems to have a
Black Death is Brennevin.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't think it tastes like black licorice at all.
That's what I thought.
So
it
many
was.
Countries have a version. Like it's you know, anisette in Italian, Zambuca, Ouzo Greek. This in Iceland.
Who the hell wants to eat black licorice?
I do. I love
it's
that.
Disgusting,
stuff.
Man. Ugh.
Old people thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Definitely people over the age of like 50 like licorice flavored things.
I had such a funny line about this Derek Wolfe thing, and I can't even say it on the air because I'd get in so much trouble. I'll tell you off the air, which I shouldn't even have said that on the
shouldn't
air.
Shouldn't have said that. No.
Yeah. I was just gonna say I would never eat a. That big.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. Let's move on. What am I doing here? Thank you.
I think you have.
Thank you. All right. We're talking Ravens next. Sarah Ellison joins us at 8 o'clock. But up next, would the Ravens be a real landing spot for someone like Saquon? What are some of the current free agents you feel could land in Baltimore? Let's talk about it. I want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. I'm just giving out the wrong number again here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris, Rob Long's off today. One of the things we were throwing out to you was, according to BetOnline.ag, the Ravens are the favorites to land Saquon Barkley at plus 400. So 4-1. Some other teams in there, you know, 450, 500. It doesn't matter. I think this is such a BS article because it's all contingent upon Lamar not being here and the Ravens trading him elsewhere and then the expectations that the Ravens wouldn't trust their running backs here because of the injuries last year with Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, that they would then make a run at Saquon Barkley in the offseason, which seems counterintuitive to all the things that have been going on in this league with smart teams. I hate saying this because I appreciate running backs, and I feel like they're getting a bad shake in the league, right? I think it's a fair statement to make, but the numbers have proven out that, for lack of a better term, running backs don't matter.
But they do, and it's unfortunate that this has become the... I would say the the story, but it kind of has been. It's become kind of a cliche in the NFL with it. They're not valuable.
Let me tell you the caveat that I would put to this, because I do think running backs matter, and I think they can be difference makers. The one thing I would say is paying running backs top dollar doesn't matter anymore. Like, you don't do that. It never works out. I mean, look at the situation. Christian McCaffrey got paid. We'll see if he hits a wall in San Francisco at some point, but often injured. That's a lot of money he's getting. Ezekiel Elliott, wouldn't he be cut at the end of the year if you're the Dallas Cowboys?
Absolutely. If Pollard's healthy.
And Tony Pollard is a free agent at the end of the season.
Yep.
You start looking at some of the other backs in the league. Do you think the Saints have been happy with Kamara since paying him?
No.
So you go around the league, and again, it's the problem that becomes, like, they're telling you not to draft running backs in the first round anymore. And I'm just, Bijan out of Texas, Bijan Robinson, that he's the next best thing. He's that guy coming in that has that type of Saquon Barkley. Like, the way you talked about Barkley in college, you should be talking about Bijan, in my opinion. I don't buy into this, because I think the Ravens are a smart organization. If they traded Lamar, for and giggles, they trade Lamar. I can't see them taking the money they just saved and not spending that on a quarterback or a wide receiver, but going, hey, why don't we go pay a running back that's been hurt every year except last year? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's the last position of need on the team. Like, a fourth running back is good.
If you gave me the option of Justice Hill's the starter next year or paying Saquon Barkley,
yeah,
I'm going Justice Hill, just because.
J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Justice Hill, Kenyon Drake, all good. I'll take any of them.
I'm not paying a running back top dollar in this league anymore, unless I'm getting, you get somebody early. Like, if you found somebody off the scrap heap or whatever, and he played for 3 or 4 years, and then you sign him to a contract, like a 4-year deal, I'm doing that. But I'm not giving a running back anything that takes him over the age of 30. Not with what the history of the league has shown us.
No.
Most guys don't make
it. It's weird
with
running backs. They kind of, it's almost like mileage in a car. Like, I don't know if it's the carries they get or whatever. They're good. And all of a sudden, they fall off a cliff. I mean, it happens to all of them.
I mean, we're waiting for it to, like, I thought maybe this year or next year would be it for Derrick Henry, but guy's an absolute stud, but at some point it's going to come where he's constantly having knee issues, or he's having problems, he's not getting the explosiveness, he has a foot issue, an ankle issue, all that stuff's coming, or you're just not as explosive as you used to be. Because you can't, like, me being a Zeke truther, as I called myself, like, could catch the ball out of the backfield. He's one of the, if not the best blocking back in football at picking up blitzes. That wasn't a good showing on Sunday, talking about, by the way, it was a pretty good snap before he got leveled. That wasn't a good showing, but, he was explosive. He was a home run hitter. Yeah. He could do it all, and now he looks like a shell of himself after a bunch of injuries. Yeah.
It does happen. To me, it seems like it happens to all of them.
Yeah.
It just, even the great ones, like, I'm trying to think of who you could point to that went out on top, but it's like, I mean,
Barry Sanders went out on top, but he retired
at like 30 years old, yeah. 20, whatever. But like LaDainian Tomlinson, one of my favorite players ever. Near the end of his career, I mean, he just,
he was a glorified slot receiver for the Jets at the back end of his career. He would go out and catch some passes here or there.
When he was with the Jets, he actually rushed for 280 yards in 14 games.
Well, let's hear from a Cowboys fan on this. Rashawn's in Baltimore. Rashawn, what are your thoughts, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
If we can get somebody like Zeke, which, he'd be 28 years old in July, on a 2-year deal, he's not going to command, I think, a lot of money on the open market like somebody like Saquon will. I know it's probably a long shot, but I would love to have Zeke. He's a good blocking back, like you said.
He may not be fully done, because in the beginning of the year he looked okay. Maybe you're spelling a bit more. But, like, me being as truthful as I can be, because I love Zeke, watching him this year was tough, especially at the end of the year, and it made you wonder why the hell the Cowboys kept trotting him out when they're averaging less than 4 yards a play when Zeke's out there. I think it was even lower than that. I think it was like maybe it was less than 3. And when Tony Pollard plays, he was averaging 7 yards. So this wasn't a Zeke thing. I was just giving a comparison about running backs. I just don't see the Ravens as what I believe to be a good organization with a great front office paying a running back that type of money. Look, stranger things have happened, but I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. I'm with you on it. I don't see it. I don't see them doing it. And besides everything else, I mean, he's had injuries. So it's like he was always healthy in his career. It was his first full season in how long? And again, it's like this. If anything, they're so well stocked at running back. This is a wide receiver. No, you need more. Clearly, running back, you're good.
And that's what I was going to get into, Ed, is here just talking about what would you like to see as far as a free agent that comes in. And I'll give you all the wide receivers that are expected to be out there. There's not like Alan Lazard, Jacoby Myers were brought up earlier. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a free agent. Jarvis Landry's out there. Like, these are all okay players that if you're adding them in as a fourth receiver, some DJ Chark, Marvin Jones at the back end of his career, AJ Green, none of these guys are really, this whole list is just garbage. There are wide receivers don't hit the open market unless they're at the end of their career or they're injury prone. That's the only time they hit the open market. Mm-hmm. If you run into a situation where a team can't afford them, they trade them. AJ Brown, the Titans got what they wanted, he wanted to be gone. Look, Debo, they convinced him to stay. Look how much better that's been.
Yeah.
But you just don't see these guys hit the open market. You're forced to trade for them.
Well, so then you have trades like, D-Hop goes to Arizona and they get a bag of footballs for him.
Yep.
It's just because they were just, I still don't know what they were doing there.
No idea.
Deconstructing the team.
By the way, the Ravens are the favorites to land D-Hop as well. So what are we getting? D-Hop and Saquon and whatever other... none of that makes sense except for the D-Hop stuff. But, all right, we got Commissioner's Baltimore coming up at 8:15. But up next, we talk to Sarah Ellison. We break down the Ravens, what she thinks going to happen in the offseason, and more to come with Lamar Jackson as well. So we'll talk about that right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!